U of M Flint is here in the heart of downtown because 60 years ago, the people of Flint went to the University of Michigan and said, we want a campus here. Charles Stuart Mott said, if you will pass a millage, I'll put $1.6 million to the venture, and that's how the university started. So our town-gown relationships are unlike they are in lots of places because the university didn't see a source of revenue and set up. The people here said, we want the university here. And that's been a great, great history for us. Since then, we've been proud to serve as the academic anchor institution in downtown Flint, contributing to the economic, cultural, and civic life of the region. It's probably pretty clear that SEJ chose to come to Flint with a conference theme of fresh water, fresh ideas. The water crisis was, and still is, a public health emergency, as well as an environmental justice issue. And we've made it our responsibility to do everything we could as members of this community. We opened our doors to provide the space for the first filter distribution. On a Thursday, we were asked if we could hand out filters on Saturday when the story broke. We were one of the few places with the space and the number of people to put a call out on email to staff that so that we handed out nearly 3,000 filters in that first morning. We've done research on mapping the locations of bad pipes in Flint. We've worked with Google and others to create an app to help people find needed resources. Our nurses provided hours of community service. But we know that with something like this, it's more than just initial response because this is our home too. We don't leave and go someplace else. These are our friends and our families. So we continue to work hard. We worked with Flint Community Schools to open the Cummings Great Expectations School to provide educational interventions designed to mitigate the negative impacts of lead on brain development. It's also a place where we can do research to monitor the long-term effects of lead exposure on children and provide evidence-based research on interventions. We started the Healthy Flint Research Coordinating Center in June of 2016. And I see our professor sitting right here that had her finger in my back. Suzanne, would you stand up a minute, please? I would just like to acknowledge her. Thank you. When the water crisis began, you can imagine a lot of people wanted to come to town and do research. And what that means is parachuting in, doing research, and parachuting out. And we have had research on the ground, and Suzanne was really one of the people in the beginning who said, let's coordinate our efforts. So Ann Arbor, Michigan State, and University of Michigan Flint came together to be able to put together a group that might help utilize that research more for benefiting the people of Flint. We didn't want limited money going to duplication in town. So these are some long-term strategies to mitigating the hurt, some types of responses you'd expect from your local university made up of scholars and educators, the type of response you'd hope to get from neighbors and friends. And let me tell you one of the most important things I think we did. I started talking about a parallel narrative. You can't counter a story like this. You can't say it was only these zip code areas. It was only this or only that. At the same time, we have a university that exists on recruiting new students, recruiting talent. So we had to stand in this gap and be able to talk about the environmental justice issues, the water issues, the health crisis, and still be able to say we're open for business and recruiting. The water crisis cost the University of Michigan, just in dollars, about $10.5 million in lost enrollment, and it's cost about $2 million in filters and testing and all of the kinds of things. We still test water quarterly on campus because people have to be able to trust you. We have to take the lessons learned and do our part to prevent this type of thing from happening again. One way to do that is through training the next generation of environmentalists, journalists, conservationists, public health officials, and community leaders, to innovate our curriculum to match the needs of a global workforce, to introduce new programs to our curriculum, and to prepare students for the real-world issues we're facing. One of those new programs beginning this fall is our Bachelor of Science degree in Green Chemistry, offered by the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in the College of Arts and Sciences. Green practices are fast becoming industry standards in the workplace, and this degree will give our students a leg up in the competition for these opportunities. I understand some of the green faculty are involved, the green chemistry faculty are involved in one of the Saturday mini tours, and I hope you'll take advantage of learning more about this innovative degree program. There's only a handful of programs like this in the country, and we're proud that one of them is right here. A colleague of mine spent most of his career working in public health. He always says it can be hard to describe public health to people outside the field because when it works, it's invisible. The same can be said of our environment. It's invisible, something most of us take for granted until we hear about melting ice caps or islands of plastic in the middle of the ocean or bees going extinct. But there's hope because people are working hard to make that invisible visible to all of us. And that's each of you helping to make that happen, to raise awareness of critical issues to which everyone needs to pay attention. And in a climate where a small but vocal minority want to label you as alarmist, hypocrites, liars, the enemy of the people. If there's any hope for us at all, it's because you will continue to tell the stories, to do the work you do, and to make sure that people don't get away with the kind of lying that's going on right now about what's happening in our environment. On behalf of the people of Flint, I'm grateful to you and your colleagues for helping to shine a light on issues that put our very lives at risk. So thank you. Thank you not only for coming to Flint, but for the work you do on behalf of all people, on behalf of the environment, on behalf of the people of our world. I usually close my welcomes with a phrase that anyone would recognize if you've spent time with University of Michigan fans, go blue. And while it may be more appropriate for this audience to say, go green, I cannot possibly utter that phrase. So you'll have to trust me when I say that you have our complete support from the University of Michigan Flint, from those of us in Flint and Genesee County who call this home. Welcome you. We welcome the work you're doing. Thank you all. Go blue.